Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Chicago Magazine now. Ted McClellan joins us on a phone line who says, contrary to what you've been told all your life, you are not a Midwesterner. Ted, say it's not true.
Well, I was looking at what we think of as the Midwest, and Chicago just doesn't seem to fit neatly into that.
No,
to me, Chicago is more of a great lake city, and you know we have more in common with Buffalo and Toronto than we do with, say, Indianapolis and Cincinnati. So I was just finding the traditional definition of the Midwest maybe too large, or maybe at the same time too confined to coherent region.
So what, the Midwest goes from Ohio to North and South Dakota, down to Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska is considered a Midwestern state?
Sure. I mean, that's traditionally what we think of it. But, I wrote a book called How to Speak Midwestern, and I included Buffalo in there, and people kind of objected because they said, well, Buffalo's not in the Midwest. But, you know, we here in Chicago, we pretty much speak the same as people in Buffalo do.
I love that. Okay, so explain that for me. Why is that the case?
Well, because, you know, Chicago was originally settled by people from upstate New York who were migrating along the Erie Canal, migrating along the Great Lakes. You know, our first mayor, William Ogden, was from Walton, New York, in upstate New York. And so they brought their traditions, they brought their dialect with them. And, you know, Chicago was brought into Illinois for that very reason. You know, originally the border of Illinois was supposed to start at the bottom of the Great Lakes. But our guy, Nathaniel Pope, he was our guy in Washington. He said, well, we want that port. We want Chicago. So move it up 55 miles. And he wanted a northern influence. He wanted a Yankee influence. He wanted people to come in from New York and New England to sort of balance the Southerners at the bottom of who had settled the bottom of Illinois originally and maintain Illinois as a free state.
I want to explore that a little bit. So then, I mean, we think now of Chicago, the metro area, and the rest of Illinois is downstate, and we're divided, and, you know, there's moves to secede in some areas downstate and things like that. But you're telling me the very moment that this state was organized, we were organized as a north versus south kind of thing.
Exactly.
Wow.
They wanted more northern influence, because Illinois was originally settled from the south. You know, the first capital was in Vandalia, right?
Or mm-hmm.
Vandalia,
Kaskaskia.
Yeah. So it was people from Kentucky, like Abe Lincoln, people from Tennessee and Virginia. And they wanted to get some New Englanders in there. So
I'm thinking even, Ted, of the Mormons who came from upstate New York, right?
And sure, they went to Nauvoo, Illinois.
And so that's all part of what we're talking about.
Yeah. That was their first move when they left upstate New York, was to come to Illinois. And I did this, and then a guy I know named Pete Saunders pretty much came up with the same thing, that there are actually four regions in what we think of as the Midwest. There's the Great Lakes, you know, there's the Corn Belt that goes through the center of Ohio and Indiana and Illinois. There's the North Country, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the UP. There's Upper Appalachia, those people way downstate, you know.
Sure.
Who have southern accents. And then there are the Great Plains on the Dakotas and Kansas and Nebraska. And it just seemed to me like Midwest was a word that was applied to just a part of the country that was not north and south or east or west, and people didn't know how to define it.
Where did the phrase Midwest come from? Because we started being called Midwesterners before there was much of a West, right?
Well, we originally were the Northwest. Remember the Northwest Ordinance?
Sure.
Yeah. And once the country expanded to the Pacific Ocean, and we had an even further northern and western part, you know, now we think of the Northwest as, you know, Oregon and Washington.
You know, producer Jeff Carlin points out that in Evanston is Northwestern University.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because, you know, this was the Northwest. And, you know, now they needed a new word that became obsolete once, you know, we expanded to the Pacific Ocean. So we became the Midwest or the Middle West.
And from that moment on, we've been overlooked, I guess, right?
Yeah, we're the flyover country.
Okay, so we should be called. We should start a line of T-shirts or sweatshirts, hoodies that say "Great Lakers."
Sure, Great Lakers or Great Lakes. I think I've had Great Lakes T-shirts. I had a Great Lakes T-shirt.
I've got a Great Lakes hoodie. You're right. But you point out too that Toronto is very much a cousin of Chicago. I mean, much more so than St. Louis.
I don't know any two. I don't know any two cities anywhere that resemble each other more than Toronto and Chicago.
And so then it got me to thinking, though, Ted, because, we tend to think in strict boundaries of country to country, but there are areas in the world, I mean, whether it's the Basque region in Europe that straddles more than one country.
Right, and the Great Lakes is certainly one. I wrote a book called The Third Coast where I took a trip around all five Great Lakes. It was a 10,000-mile road trip one summer, and I was just trying to make the point that we have more in common with people just across the lakes in Canada than we do, certainly with people in Alabama or Mississippi or California.
Yeah,
as far as our way of life and our belief system.
I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I regret to say I've never been to Toronto.
I mean, you'd find it very familiar. I mean, it's almost exactly the same size. Toronto's 2.9 million and Chicago's 2.7 million. I mean, it's a very multicultural city, and it's on a Great Lake, and it's laid out in a grid system.
And half the shows that are set in Chicago are filmed in Toronto.
Right, and they also have a second city.
Right, exactly.
So there's such an overlap with all, this talent.
I'm hearing our music,
from
Ted.
Chicago and Toronto.
Listen,
we got to go.
We got to make way for Blackhawks hockey. It was great to talk to you again. We'll do it again soon. Check it out at the Chicago Magazine. See you, bud. Ted McClellan says we are great Lakers. All right, that's going to wrap things up for Chicago's Afternoon News on this Thursday afternoon. A beautiful day in store for tomorrow. Stay tuned for Blackhawks hockey. Chris Bowden with the pregame coming up.